Forest Noble County right now. It's basically in God and Mother Nature's hands.
And that's Tom Griffiths, a corn and soybean producer based near Kendallville in northeastern Indiana. He's also a director on the United Soybean Board.
I actually planted my last field of corn May 9th, and then I was practically done with beans, all except for one field that's notoriously a problem every year, and I just finished that 3 days ago.
He tells Hoosier Ag Today that many of his neighbors have been dealing with the effects from frost last Saturday night.
Some of the low-lying areas, the corn was burnt severely, and in some cases, it's completely dead. Now, these were extremely spotty places. I don't know if anybody will go in there and replant. Again, wait and see a few days, see if the corn comes out of that. And it seemed to be the better stands. If your corn was small, it didn't appear to get hurt. But if you had some corn that was 8-10 inches tall, that was impacted quite a bit.
Griffith says he's glad that planting season is now in the rearview mirror.
The rest of the month looks like it's going to be pretty easy. Done planting, done with first cutting hay for the most part. If the rain holds off, I'll be about 70% done with side dressing corn.
Check out more of my conversation with Noble County farmer Tom Griffiths. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.